Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to be with you once again. Amen. For Wednesday Word, we've taken a couple of months sabbatical, but we are back, glory to God, and with more teaching, more word of the Lord coming forth. Amen. As we delve into the Word to gain more and more understanding of the will of God. Amen. Putting aside everything about ourselves, our opinion, our intellect, and everything that we as human beings hold true, and thrusting forward the will of God and what is true according to the will of God. Because the thing is, amen, these are the last days, and we need to understand more than ever what the will of the Lord is. The scripture even lets us know, let us not be of misunderstanding or not understanding what the will of the Lord is. It's important that we seek the Lord and delve into his word, that we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, so that, amen, we will know exactly what the Lord is saying in this hour and what he would have us to do, because he is giving instructions in this hour. And today, what we're talking about is the plumb line. Amen. And I'm working with electronics, so I'm asking that you pray with me, amen, that they hold up. So the topic for today is the plumb line. How do we measure up? Now, welcome back to Wednesday Word as we delve into scripture to learn the ways of life. This week is an introduction as we look at what scripture calls the plumb line, the ultimate goal being aligning ourselves with God's standard of holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy, the word of God says. Also in the intro that you can't see, look, if you're looking at the intro of the broadcast, you can't actually see my little short description. But what I use there is what scripture says, and where it says that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So we can't look to our own intellect. We can't look to what we did before, or what grandma did before, or what they did back in history before, because history can guide us in the wrong direction, because we as human beings have a tendency to look at history wrongly. We'll look at it as a marker of things maybe to do or not to do, but we don't measure it according to the word of God, because historically we have been a rebellious people, and we've turned aside from the ways of righteousness and holiness. And rather than looking at history and seeing, oh my God, we've been rebellious, let's go back to God's standard, let's find out what God's standard is, instead we will basically make up our own standard and say, this is the way we're going to do it now. Amen. And we'll reinterpret or reinvent the word of God. We'll say it's something that it is not. We'll call truth a lie and a lie the truth. That's what humanity has done. Amen. We have a tendency to fall away from what is righteous and what is true. But now it is the time in history, it is the time in the history of humanity that we must align ourselves. We must be in correct measurement. We must accurately, amen, measure up to the standard of God. And that's where the plumb line comes in. So we're going to take a look at the scriptures, glory to God, that are involving just that, the plumb line. What does scripture say about the plumb line? And then I'm going to give you a definition or two. Amen. This will not be a one Wednesday Word session. This is going to be more than one session. That's why I actually called it an introduction, because I have so much scripture. So I need you to have a pen and a paper to write these scriptures down, because you need to go back and look for yourself. The word of God tells us, amen, that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So you can't just take the word of the teacher or the preacher, no matter how anointed they are. Amen. You have to understand and know the word of God for yourself, because you will stand before God alone. We won't be standing before him with you. Amen. We won't be standing up saying, oh, yes, so-and-so, yes, she was one that was a prayer warrior. She interceded for the nations. Amen. She prophesied correct words. She yielded herself to the Spirit of God. You will be standing alone. I will be standing alone. So we all have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Glory to God. The plumb line. We're talking about the plumb line. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, oh God, for all that you are. Lord, we give glory and honor to you, Lord God, in all of your holiness and all of your righteousness, Lord God, in all of your love and all of your peace, Lord. But we also recognize that you are a God of justice and righteousness. We recognize that you are a jealous God. We recognize, Lord God, throughout history, Lord God, that your wrath, Lord, and your judgment has come forth upon your own people. We see, Lord God, that all these characters, Lord God, are a part of who you are, and all of it is holy. Oh, God, we reverence in this hour the holy God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, Lord God. And we, Lord God, humble ourselves before you even in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done. Lord, that the spirit of truth, Lord God, align us, Lord, with your knowledge and your wisdom. Lord, we cast aside our opinions and our intellect in this hour, that your word speak, Lord God, to us and align us with truth. Oh, Lord God, align us, Lord God, even as servants after your heart. Lord, you said, Lord God, that David was a man after your heart. Lord, we seek to be men and women after your heart. We seek to be sons of God after the heart of God, doing that you would have us to do at any time, any day, and any hour. Oh, God, we submit our will to you, Lord God, that your will be done, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that the words of life go forth through the nations, Lord. But first, we must align ourselves with your truth and your righteousness, with your standards, Lord God. We cannot align ourselves with the way of the world and think that it's going to be okay with you. Oh, God, we come humbly, Lord God, that you might teach us. Even now, oh God, open our minds and our hearts, Lord, to receive of your spirit, to receive, oh God, what is true and what is right, Lord God, according to your spirit, according to your will, what is true and what is right. That's what we want. That's what we need. That is what we're desperate for in this hour, that your will be done in us, that your will be done in all of the earth, Lord God. We're desperate for the will of God, the holiness of God to overtake us, to deliver us from every demonic bent and every wickedness, Lord God, that we have performed in our bodies, Lord, and even in our minds. Father, forgive us our sins of commission and omission in this hour, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord, of every unrighteousness, Lord, that your will be done even now. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray, I pray. God bless you and God keep you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Having a little difficulty, amen. I just actually had the scriptures, amen, that I was about to bring up to you. So give me a moment, amen, because I'm going to have to retrieve these. Lord Jesus, you know the devil is a liar. And any time, glory to God, we are coming. Amen, to bring forth truth and revelation of the word of God. Amen. And it's not that the truth was hidden. It wasn't hidden. Many times we just refuse to look at it, or we just don't take the time to look at what the Lord is saying. But it is so important right now because these are the last days. You know, when the spirit of the Holy Ghost, amen, was revealed in the earth on the day of Pentecost, Peter got up and he did preach that in the last days, and he quoted, amen, the words of the prophet Joel, that in the last days the Lord would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and his sons and his daughters would prophesy. Amen, these are the last days. And yes, it's been over 2,000 years ago that those words were spoken, and yet these are the last of the last days. We're watching, amen, as the sons of men are performing those very things that Jesus said in his word would take place. We're watching those things that Jesus spoke, amen. If your Bible has it in the red, we're watching those things come to pass even in this hour. We're seeing as more and more school shootings are happening. People are coming up missing. There's more and more incidences of slavery of every kind. People are being reckless. We're watching as there's more and more disobedience to parents. We're watching as there's more debauchery and lasciviousness. We're watching, glory to God, as there's more earthquakes and tsunamis and natural events. We're watching as the earth itself is groaning for the sons of God to be revealed. We are watching as these things are taking place. Glory to God, it is taking place in our lifetime. We're seeing these things, amen, and we should not be taken by surprise because it was written and the Lord did himself, the Lord himself, he did warn us that these things should be. Glory to God, but he also let us know, amen, that we should also, amen, stick close with him. Glory to God, that we should be holy as he is holy, that we should be perfect as he is perfect. Glory to God, he has risen up, amen, among the ranks, amen, the fivefold ministry, amen, to bring the saints of God into unity and perfection of the word of God. Amen, we're even watching some of those that God has called into those ministries fall away, but yet the word of God still stands. Glory to God, it still stands, and I'm retrieving these scriptures, glory to God, while I'm talking to you. The word of God, it still stands, amen, and everything that he said, it is going to come to pass. There will be some things, amen, that we will not be able to pray away because the scripture has said that it would be so, and we're seeing even now, amen, it is scary to see those things, amen, but what we should do in the midst of it, amen, is we should be hidden, glory to God, under the shadow of the wing of God. We should stay in the secret place of the Most High, amen, where he is giving instructions, where he's giving wisdom and knowledge, where he's protecting and preserving his own, amen. We see even in the midst of this pandemic how the people of God have prospered, amen, while other businesses and so forth have gone down. The people of God have prospered, those that were hidden in the secret place of the Most High, those that were aligning themselves with the will of God, those that were obeying the word of God and looking to him for a rhema word, amen, for every situation, amen, because we have the written word, but we also have the rhema word, amen, the word of God that will give us a right now word, a right now, I need it in this moment, you need to turn left because to the right is danger, that kind of word. God has given us those kind of words right now as we see the judgment of the Lord coming forth, as we see God's mercy and his justice, as we see his righteousness and his wrath, as we see his judgment, all those things, amen, are in the earth even right now, amen. We need to understand God's plumb line. We need to understand his standards of holiness because he is not going to relent. His word is true. Not a bit of it, not one jot and not one tittle is going to fall until it has been performed. And we need to remember that Jesus is both grace and truth. I think we forget that, amen, and we rely so much on the grace of God that we forget about the truth of God because he will always be true to himself. He will always be true to his holiness. He will always be true to his righteousness. He will always be true to his justice. He says he is a jealous God. He will always be true to that. And I think we have a big misunderstanding about what it means to be a jealous God because I have seen where many have said they will not serve a God that's jealous. But this is not jealousy according to the jealousy of men. Men's jealousy is sin. God's jealousy is holy. He is the creator of all things, amen. We were created to make his name glorious. We were created to serve him. We were created to give him accolades. He is a jealous God. If we turn aside to give somebody else the glory, yes, he's a jealous God, and it is not the jealousy of men. We were created. When we fall away and start to worship other gods, when we idolize someone other or make another thing a god rather than the God of all creation, amen, we have sinned and we have moved away of what we were created for. This is why we were created. We were created for this purpose. We were created for holy purpose. We were created for the ways of God, the things of God, the righteousness of God, the truth of God, the holiness of God. That is why we were created. And in the beginning, Adam and Eve, they were holy before God. before the entrance of sin, before they were swayed by the enemy, the adversary. We were holy in the presence of God. And Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, he has brought us back into the place where we can be holy once again. He's brought us back to the place of preservation. He's brought us back to the place of protection. He's brought us back to the place of truth so that we can know God. Adam and Eve, in the beginning, they knew God. Amen. We have to catch up. Glory to God. They knew God. But there was an enemy that was fast on their heels because he was angry with God. He came against men. He could not. He could not do anything to God. He could not defeat him. He could not sway him. But he knew he could sway the hearts of men. And he did. But the Lord had a remedy even in that to God. He had a remedy. Amen. And he sent forth his son, glory to God, to bring us back. Amen. To bring us back to his standard. To bring us back to his holiness. To bring us back to his truth. To bring us back to his righteousness. Glory and honor to the Lord. And then I think I have most of these scriptures that I want to take a look at today. I am having a little bit of trouble, but that's all right. We're going to be all right because God is good. Amen. And because his will shall be done. Amen. We are looking at the word plumb line. And I do have more scriptures than I have here, so I may go back and forth, amen, to retrieve, but we do have 45 minutes today, amen. I give honor to the Lord. I give honor, and all of the glory to the Lord, recognizing that everything that I am, it is because the Lord, because of the Lord, every anointing, every gift, every talent, every ability was given to me by the Lord himself for his holy purposes. So I know that I cannot take any accolades and not give God the glory because the glory belongs to him alone. Amen. When God has used me, when God has used me and naturally and spiritually, the glory belongs to the Lord. See, we have to put things in their proper place. And I know what people like to say, but I don't really care what people like to say. Amen. They like to say, well, but you did it. I mean, you don't have to do it that way. That's a lie put from the pit of hell. The glory belongs to God. I didn't give myself any talent, any gift, or any ability. I did not give myself any anointing. All of them came forth from the throne of God. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah. The plumb line. And then I'm going to read first from the King James Version. No, actually, this is not the King James Version, but I think it might be. I think it might be New King James. Yep. You'll have to take a look at it. But I'm reading from Amos chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and I am going to read a lot of scripture today, and this is just the introduction. Amen. We are going to get a little more in-depth. I might get a little bit in-depth today, depending on how the Lord leads. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? Yeah, this is King James. And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. Amen. And this is from Amos chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And it does behoove you to go back and look at the entire chapter of Amos and even look at the chapter before, amen, to see what the Lord is saying. But I just want to draw your attention, amen, to the plumb line itself. Amen. Because the topic here is the plumb line. How do we measure up? Amen. Plumb line in the Hebrew is the word enoch. It is the word enoch. And Strong's definition says it's probably from an older root word meaning narrow. The plumb line or hook, it is lead on the end of it, and it is a measuring stick. The New Oxford American Dictionary says the plumb line is a line with a plumb or plummet attached to it, used for finding the depth of water or determining the vertical on an upright surface. It's used as a vertical reference line. Okay, here we go. So the plumb line uses the law of gravity to determine or establish what is plumb. So what is vertical? So in other words, it is the upward, or the vertical is the up and down, the straight up and down. Horizontal is the across, like north, east to west is horizontal. North to south is vertical, if that helps you get an understanding here. So what the plumb line is a measurement of vertical accuracy. And the plumb line in an ancient tool is an ancient tool. I just want to give you a little bit of history. It's an ancient tool that dates back to biblical times. So plumb lines are still in use. They still use them. And then this is a tool that was dating back to ancient times, biblical times. And it is a standard for accuracy, for vertical accuracy. Glory to God. A standard for vertical accuracy. Amen. So in this case, for vertical accuracy, a measurement of the ways of God, a God's plumb line, amen, it's his holiness. So we have to understand, amen, if we are not in the place, if we're not, amen, on the side, or if we're not in the vertical alignment, that's it. If we're not in alignment with the plumb line of God, we are aligning ourselves with his wrath and his judgment. So that's a lot of what we're seeing in the earth right now, even in the midst of the saints of God. If we are not aligned with the plumb line of God, we are then aligned with his wrath and his judgment, because God will do what he has to do to bring us back into right alignment. I mean, we can even look at Jonah, and that is just an easy reference to look at. And then Jonah decided that he was not going to do what God told him to do, because he knew God was going to bless this people. He was going to forgive them their sins. And they had actually been a severe enemy, amen, to the people of God. So Jonah basically defied the word of God, and he disobeyed God. He became rebellious. Amen. Rebellion is misalignment. Rebellion is misalignment. Amen. And Jonah decided to be rebellious. Well, guess what? God was not having it. And the same is true now. Amen. If we are misaligned, God is going to move whatever he needs to move to realign us in the place of righteousness and holiness. Amen. His judgment will come forth to push us back into place. Amen. And we want to have an understanding of just that, so that we don't put ourselves in that position. Amen. Jonah positioned himself for the judgment of God because he was in misalignment with that plumb line, with that vertical standard. He was in misalignment because he chose to disobey God. But God created a fish just for Jonah, and he had to stay there for 3 days until he relented. And he decided, oh, Lord, yes, I will do your will. And Jonah had to do exactly what God told him to do, the way he told him to do it. Amen. That the will of the Lord be done. Amen. He faced the Lord's judgment because of his misalignment. But the plumb line itself is a measurement of vertical accuracy, a measurement, amen, of God's standard. It is a standard of measurement, a standard. In this case, a standard of the holiness of God is what we will be looking at, amen, as we talk about the plumb line, amen. And we cannot move to the left or to the right. We have to be in perfect alignment with his holiness, and he will show us exactly how to do it, and he will realign us and reestablish us, reposition us when we get out of line. And I'm sure many of us have been in God's judgment. Amen. Many of us have been pushed back into place. Amen. And it was not comfortable, painful. Amen. In many cases, my own, amen, in particular. Amen. Painful. Glory to God. So I wasn't even sure I was going to be recover, but for the grace of God, amen, I did, because God is good, amen, and not because of any goodness of my own, but because God has a work for me to do. Glory to God. Let's look at this again, the Amos verses in the Amplified Bible. So this is coming from Amos 7:1. verses 7 and 8. Amos chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Thus he showed me a vision. And behold, the Lord was standing by a vertical wall with a plumb line in his hand. This is the Amplified Bible. To determine if the wall was straight. Amen. See, God is going to do that. This is the plumb line is a standard of vertical accuracy. Amen. Let me just start from the beginning. Thus he showed me a vision, and behold, the Lord was standing by a vertical wall with a plumb line in his hand to determine if the wall was straight or if it needed to be destroyed. All right, you hearing that? The Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a plumb line as a standard among my people Israel, showing the defectiveness of the nation requiring judgment. I shall not spare them any longer. The door of mercy is shut. Oh my God, people of God, we are seeing that. Amen. This was happening to Israel. Amen. But we're also seeing that these things are happening even all around us. Amen. If our eyes are open, we see it. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah 28 and 17. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the mason's level. Then hail, as in the frozen rain or frozen snow, will sweep away the refuge of lies, and waters will flood over the secret hiding place. Come on, let's look at some more words. Hope you're writing these down so you can go back and study this. Zechariah 2, verses 1 and 2. And I looked up, and I saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see how wide it is and how long it is. All right, let's keep going. More scripture. Isaiah 1, verses 21 through 24. We're still in the Amplified. How the faithful city has become a prostitute, idolatrous, despicable. She who was full of justice, right standing with God, once lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has turned to lead. Your wine is diluted with water. Your rulers are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes and chases after gifts. And they do not defend the fatherless, nor does the widow's call come before them. Instead, they delay or turn a deaf ear. Therefore, the Lord God of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, declares, I will be freed of my adversaries and avenge myself on my enemies. My God, pay attention, people of God. Amen. We're seeing these very things that was happening in Jerusalem, happening in the nations, even right now, right here in our nation, in our cities. Wake up, people of God. Amen. Know what the plumb line is, that we be in correct alignment with the standards of God, his holiness. Amen. Be ye holy. You be holy, even as God is holy. He will show you exactly how to do. He'll show us, amen, which way we ought to walk and which places we ought to go in. Pay attention. Let us hear the voice of the Lord while he may be heard. And let us go, amen, into his presence while he may be found. Amen. Isaiah 34 and 11, let's keep paying attention. But the pelican and the porcupine will take possession of it. The owl and the raven will dwell in it. And he will stretch it over Edom, the measuring line of desolation and the plumb line of emptiness. Okay, come on now. Let's listen. Let's hear. Amen. 2 Kings 21 and 13, it says, I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem clean just as one wipes a dirty bowl clean, wiping it and turning it upside down. Glory to God. We are seen so many things, amen, being turned upside down. Amen. We are seeing so many things being turned inside out and being shaken in this hour. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord is getting the attention of the people, that the time is winding down now. The clock is going into its last minutes in this hour, and we must make sure that we are aligned with the holiness of God Almighty. We must make sure, glory to God, that we are going into our secret place, into our prayer closets, wherever that is. It might be a chair in your house. It might be a room. It might be an actual closet. But wherever that place is, we must make sure that we are aligned with holy accuracy, with the presence and the power of God. We must make sure that we are aligned in relationship with Him. Amen. Because we can come, we can call, amen, and pray, and we can fast and do all those things and not be have an intimate relationship. Oh, God, help us. Amen. We need to be delivered in this hour. Amen. From every religious indoctrination, from all those things that were established by the minds and the hearts of men. As I've been studying through scripture and the history, amen, of the early church after the apostles passed away, so many changes that were put into place for the church, and many of them were established by the Catholic Church that we still adhere to right now. Those things need to be abolished. So you must study. Amen. The Word of God says study to show yourself approved. He wasn't just talking about the Bible itself. Amen. He was also talking about those other things that are out there. Amen. In the 19th century, 7 books of the Bible were removed. Amen. And the Bible that we have right now do not have those 7 books that were originally supposed to be a part of its canon. Many of us don't even know that because we don't take the time to study outside of the Word of God. For some reason, we think that anything outside of that could not be. Amen. But I'm looking back at Israel. I'm looking back at the Church of God, amen, that was established, amen, the Messianic Church of God that was established. What are they studying from? What are they reading? And I'm asking the Holy Ghost, Lord, what is it that we're missing? What are the things that we should be studying aside from what we have before us? Those books that were removed, Lord, why were they removed? And another interesting thing I have found out, even from history, Jewish history, looking back even at Council of Nicaea and the Council of Laodicea, amen, that there was a separation in the church, and we're still separated. There was a separation between the Jews and the non-Jews. There was a big argument in those councils. And some didn't recover. And we ended up being a non-Jewish congregation that we call ourselves Christian because the Jewish Messianic Jews don't necessarily call themselves Christian. We need to go into prayer. Amen, into our intimate time with the Lord, that he show us his way, his will, his word. Amen. Lord, what is it that was taken from us that we need in this hour? We need to find it. We need to find out what the Holy Ghost is saying. Amen. Because for some reason, this stuff is being all uncovered right now. For some reason, the Lord is impressing upon his people, amen, to go back and look at this stuff and look at the plumb line. Amen. It's being highlighted right now. Standard, amen, that standard of accuracy is being highlighted right now because of its importance. It's being highlighted in this hour. Amen, because our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. And we must be holy even as he is holy. We must be perfected by his spirit. And we are perfected and made holy in our times of intimacy. In our times of intimacy. Remember, I told you, we all have to work at our own salvation with fear and with trembling. We must humble ourselves in the presence of God. Amen, to be made clean, to wipe out those false dogmas, those false prophecies, that inaccurate indoctrination that we have received, the religious bent and the traditions of men that we have received, and we have lived them as if they were holy before God and they were the words of men and not of God. We need to weed that stuff out. We need to be purged of those things. And we find out those things as we study the word of God. And as we are before him in our times of intimacy, it is so important. It's so important. It's so important that we do that. It's important that we do that. Amen. We have set standards that people can't even hardly live up to, and neither can we. Because somebody said in their rebellious heart, because somebody wrote it down and said it was the word of God, because somebody said, thus saith the Lord, and we don't even know what Lord said it. It wasn't God. It wasn't Yahweh. It wasn't him. So who said it? I mean, we need to go back even to the beginning in Genesis. Amen. After Adam and Eve had failed and they hid themselves from God, and as he was walking through the garden and he called out to them, and Adam, they had hid themselves. And Adam told him, we hid ourselves because we were naked. And the Lord asked him, who told you you were naked? Who told us all these things were true? Because the Lord himself, he will confirm and verify every word that is written in scripture in us, in our intimate times. He will tell us. He will expound upon his own word to us and let us know what he was saying. He will expound his word to us. He will give us a rhema word, even in that moment that we are asking the Lord, what about this thing, Lord? What about this? Lord, they taught us this. They taught us that. And, Lord, I'm seeing myself that it's not true. Some of this, it's just not so. Oh, Lord God. And some of it just plain wasn't holy. Some of it has people caught in a cycle of rebellion, in a cycle of rejection, in a cycle of abuse because of traditions and religious bents, religious standards that were not standards of God. Scripture actually tells us that religion is something very different than we say. Religion has to do with widows and orphans and taking care of them. True religion. Are any of us even doing that? Goliath, and it actually speaks to what's happening in the midst of us even now. Those things that were taking place in that church, glory to God, it's happening even now. Second Timothy lets us know, amen, that the word of God, Let's go to it. Amen. I don't have that scripture pulled up, so give me a second. I am going to pull it up right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanks to God. Feel my heart today. Amen. As we go forth through this study. Amen. We're looking at the plumb line. And how important, amen, our intimacy with the Lord is so that we know his standard of holiness, amen, that we know his standard of holiness because we are the ones that have to stand before his presence, amen. And it's so important that we have those times of intimacy so that the Lord can purge us and deliver us from every grain of indoctrination, from every religious bent and tradition, amen, that is not profitable, amen, those things that will not prosper us in the Spirit of God. Because they won't. Some of those things, amen, prosper the church folks, amen. And I'm not talking about holy men and women of God when I say that, amen. Some of them prospered because of them. Some of them rose up in idolatry because of those things, but it did not prosper, amen, the body of Christ. But it's now time. The Lord is purging us from of those things, amen, that we might be whole, entirely whole. Amen, and that we might be true before him and that his holiness and his righteousness be highlighted before us and not what man calls holiness and righteousness. You know, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The word of God says that. We quote that. We recite it over and over again. But do we ask the Lord, do I have any of those ways in me that seem like they're right to me? Because that's what I was taught. I am looking at everything right now. Everything is suspect. I'm looking at it all. I'm going back to the word of God, and I'm going back
to the Father, to ask him, Lord, show me as I go through your word. I'm looking at it again, Lord God. I'm studying it again to see, Lord God, where your standard is, Lord God. I don't want my intellect or my opinion to have anything to do with it. I submit those things to God, that the will of the Lord be done in this hour. It is important that we know what the plumb line is, and that we be aligned with the correct measurement of holiness, that correct vertical accuracy of God be established in our lives, especially in this hour where the Lord has given instruction, where he's telling us to intercede for the nations, where judgment is coming forth even now. We don't want judgment to come over our house because we didn't take the time, oh God, to go before him and ask. The word of God lets us know, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Oh God, let's seek the standard of holiness. Let's seek after the righteousness of God. Let's seek the perfection of the Holy Father. Let us seek him in this hour like we never have before. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, 2 Timothy 3, amen, 16 and 17 talks to us about the word of God. It says, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. It behooves us to go back and take another look. Take another look so that we know that we are in right alignment with the Spirit of God. Ask the Lord, and what lack I yet? Oh, my God, deliver me, Lord God. I know that I have things that I need deliverance from, and I come before the Lord even right now in your presence. Oh, my God, we are studying a great many things right now, amen, in the churches, glory to God, amen. The people of God are bringing forth things, and it is putting some things on our minds, things that some of us hadn't even thought about. The Lord, as you hear these words, as you see these things, seek the Lord, get in his face, whoo, that we might be established in his holy place. Oh my God, that he might call us friend. We want to be friends of God. Hallelujah. We want to be friends of God. Friends of God. And that is more than just a notion. We want to be friends of God. Amen. Friends of the Lord. And it's more than just a notion. Amen. We want his will and his way to be established in us. We want to bring forth words of life, words of truth. Amen. Even if the word comes forth as a word that is judgment, if the word comes forth and as the wrath of God, however the Lord is bringing it forth, he is bringing it because he loves us and because he wants us to be whole and entire. He wants us to escape the judgment that is coming upon the earth, the judgment that's coming upon the children of disobedience. He wants us to glory to God, escape the judgment of the rebellious, amen, and reap the rewards of the upright. That is what God wants. He wants us to be holy, without a spot and without a wrinkle. I'm telling you, I'm asking God in this hour to iron out every wrinkle, Lord God, and use your spot remover to remove every spot. Father, realign me and reestablish me with holiness and righteousness. Teach me, Lord, the ways of salvation, the ways of holiness, the ways of truth, because I want to be saved for real. I'm not playing. We don't even have time to play. Oh, my God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, help us in this hour, Father. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, like in the days of Noah. Do you understand how many things were happening in the days of Noah? Amen. That was also the days of the Nephilim. Dear God in heaven. It was the days of all manner of evil. And we see those things happening even right now, like in the days of Noah. Oh, so many warnings, amen, and so many rhema words coming forth right now. Let us hear. And the word of God even says, those that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to the church.
Oh, God, open our eyes that we see and our ears that we hear. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord God, for being deaf in the first place, because our deafness is because of our rebellion. Purge us of our rebellion, Lord God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in each and every one of us. We want to be whole, entire. We want to be completely yours, Lord God. We want to be dead to our flesh. I don't even want to be recognized as who I used to be, because the Spirit of the Lord is so alive in me. That should be all of our prayer. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thy will be done. The plumb line. How do we measure up? Amen. This is our lesson for today. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.